On every life's journey, there are potholes in the road. Have you noticed? I don't care how healthy, wealthy, or wise someone is, they inevitably hit a bump in the road. I've seen it in the lives of some of the most loving, giving, godly, successful people I know. In fact, the more we love God and want to honor God with our lives, the more the world will be against us and the more Satan will try to run us off the rails. It just happens that way. So when you hit a bump in the road, when your life swerves off the road through some unforeseen circumstance that popped up without warning, don't be at all surprised, although we often are. The shock, the surprise catches us off guard. But there are two ways to handle that. We can throw our hands in the air and complain and ask God, why are you doing this to me? Or we can just know that bad things happen to good people and God is still on his throne. Which will it be? If you're going through a difficult time right now, perhaps this isn't something you want to hear. Our problems can seem so complicated, so difficult and messy and impossible that, well, some short, simple answer might appear trite. But as things turn out, the truth is often embarrassingly simple. King David of Israel hit more than his fair share of bumps along the way. His predecessor, Saul, tried to kill him on more than one occasion, even before he became king. Then the armies of other nations tried to kill him. Even his own son tried to kill him. Yep, David copped more than his fair share. And yet after he travelled through so many difficult and dangerous times, this is what he concluded. Psalm 37, verses 1 to 4. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. As I said, God's truth is invariably simple. And it's a truth that we can live out each step of the way. It's a decision that we can make any time and any place. I am going to trust in the Lord, and I am going to keep on honoring him and doing good because his promise is that I will live in the promised land and enjoy his security. His promise is that if I delight myself in him first, he will give me the desires of my heart. That's the truth, and that's God's word, fresh for you today.